All right, Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center. We're in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS women's game in the books. Won by Briar Cliff today over Hastings by the score of 93-74. Got the men's game coming up next between the Broncos and the Chargers. Hastings coming in a record of 6 wins, 7 losses on the season. They are 1-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos are coming off of a loss on Wednesday to Nebraska Wesleyan, 56-53. Briar Cliff coming in a record of 9 wins and 3 losses. They are 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Chargers receiving votes this week in the NAIA Division II Men's Top 25 Coaches Poll. The Chargers, a team that's averaging 69 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 65.2 on the defensive end. Offense has not been a problem for Hastings. They're scoring at a clip of 72.8 points per ball game, but they're giving up 73.3 on the defensive end. So Hastings sitting at 1-4 in the conference. Their only win was a week ago when Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan 84-75. Hastings with a loss to Nebraska Wesleyan in the conference. They also lost to Doan in the conference at 69-62. They dropped one to Midland 71-61. And they started things off by losing to Morningside here in Sioux City by the score of 79-72. So the Broncos really desperately bad. They need a win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Briar Cliff coming in 3-2 in the conference. We mentioned that win over Concordia, 86-74, the final the other night. They also have a win over Nebraska Wesleyan at 69-62. They've also beaten Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 69-67. Their loss in the conference has been to Doan at 89-75. They also lost in the conference to Northwestern by the score of 99-69. So Hastings College and Briar Cliff going at it here this afternoon, men's college basketball. Got all the final scores on the women's side of things. Now their scoreboard is complete. It was Hastings losing to Briar Cliff today by the score of 93-74. Morningside took care of Doan in women's college play, 89-56. Nebraska Wesleyan beat Dort today in Sioux Center by the score of 63-60. The other scores, Mount Marty went on to beat Midland today 62-50. And it was Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia. They will play tonight at 6 o'clock in Mitchell, South Dakota at the Corn Palace. We're about a minute and a half away from the introduction of the starting lineups here between Briar Cliff and Hastings. We'll take one more timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, men's college basketball coming your way now here on 1230 KHAS with a women's game in the books. We'll find out if Hastings College can maybe reverse fortunes here this afternoon. Hastings is going to be dressed in their gray uniforms here today on the road. They'll be in the gray, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Briar Cliff going to be in their white jerseys here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gold as we get set to go. Briar Cliff kind of unique here at the Newman Flanagan Center. They've got the smoke and the whole ball of wax as this team comes out of the locker room, much like you would see during the football campaign. But they got her indoors here at the Newman Flanagan Center as we set. You get to hear this afternoon between Hastings and Briar Cliff. We'll give you the starting lineups here this afternoon, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll give you the starters for Briar Cliff. It'll be Taylor Murren, a 6'1" guard, a junior out of Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 10.5 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. John Engler is a 6'6" junior from Fort Dodge, Iowa. Engler is averaging 6.3 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. Jake Shipley is a 6'8" junior out of State Center, Iowa. Shipley is the leading scorer on the team and the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He is averaging 18.1 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Ben Sitzman is a 6'4" senior from Sioux City, Iowa. Sitzman is averaging 6 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. And then Michael Collison is a 6'10" junior from Iowa Falls, Iowa. He's got an older brother that plays in the NBA. Collison is averaging 7.8 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. He scored 16 the other night against Concordia. So the Briarcliff Chargers will go with Murren, also Engler, Shipley, Sitzman, and Collison in the starting lineup here this afternoon. For the Hastings College Broncos today, they will go with Brady Lohman, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Lohman is averaging 13 points and about 3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon is a 6'2" junior out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 8.7 points and 1 rebound per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald, the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.5 points per ball game and 6.6 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin is a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 11.9 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn is the other starter, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Flynn is averaging 9.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings will go with Lohman and also Bacon, Ryan Wald, also Jake Marvin, and Dylan Flynn in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Starting lineups today have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. At 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. I can tell you one thing, the PA system here in Sioux City definitely works. We got some local flavor on the Briarcliff here this afternoon. Zach Honey, a product out of Adams Central. He plays for the Chargers. He's a 6'3" sophomore now here in Sioux City. We expect to see Zach later on today. And also a Turner Fay. Turner Fay is a 6-foot freshman out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay will see plenty of time today. He's averaging 4 points and a couple of rebounds per game. In fact, Turner scored 12 the other night in their win over Concordia. So the Chargers are coming off of a win over the Bulldogs. Hastings coming off of a loss to Nebraska Wesleyan. We are set to go. Men's college basketball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Briarcliff as the Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. And we're set to go. Jake Marvin into the center circle here against Michael Collison or Briarcliff. And the Chargers will control the opening tip. Briarcliff will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense down in the corner. Murren's three-pointer is put up there. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hastings. So one shot and done. Brady Lohman has got the ball. The Broncos in transition back the other way. Now they'll set up in the offensive half-court offense here as they get it to Tobin Reinwald down to a Nate Olson. Nate comes over here on the near side to a Brady Lohman on a deep wing on the right side. It'll be a Briarcliff starting off with a man-to-man defense. They feed it inside to Marvin. His shot's going to be blocked down by Collison. Picked up by Marvin. Goes back up. The shot's going to be blocked down again. Rebound is loose on the baseline here. Now we got a jump ball called. The officials look at one another, and they call a timeout. Briarcliff calls the timeout because at the bottom of the stack was Michael Collison. So Jake Marvin tries to go inside twice, a couple of times to go up for shots. It was blocked down twice. Michael Collison finally rebounds it down there on the baseline and calls a timeout. We got 19-21 to left here in the first half. We'll take a quick break here. 19-21 remaining. Hastings nothing. Briarcliff nothing.
Hastings College. Learn. Investigate.
Compete.
Create. Sing.
Play.
Study abroad. Collaborate.
Leave your mark.
Make a difference.
Be. Belong. Become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center. Briarcliff calling the early timeout here to save the possession early in this contest. Just about, 39 seconds.
Protein
gone.
Design is a proud supporter.
As they come up here. It'll be Briarcliff inbounding the ball here in the backcourt. So the Chargers have the ball, and Hastings will apply some pressure back here. Bringing it up will be Eric Roy, who's into the ball game now for Briarcliff. They get it to Taylor Murren. Murren goes him over here in the wing to their leading scorer, and Jake Shipley. Back outside the three-point circle on the right side to Stitzman. They get it inside the paint there. Back out to Murren. He tries to dump it down low. Nobody's home. Nobody looking for that pass, and it's going to be brought out of there by Brady Wolman of Hastings. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Hops into the lane, and a foul is going to be called as Tobin took the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and he was checked right about the free throw line there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Ben Sitzman of Briarcliff. That's going to be his first, the team's first. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Lohman, baseline left side, will look to play things in for the Broncos. Looking, finally gets it into Jake Marvin on the baseline. Comes out on top now. That's going to be Reinwald over to Lohman. Her stop from three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a Jake Shipley. Shipley has got it back the other way now for the Chargers. Still no score. We played about a minute and 15 seconds here in this one. Ben Sitzman working against Brady Lohman. There's a pass to the near sideline to Shipley. He pulls up, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds by Reinwald, and it'll be Briarcliff playing things in. 18:33 to play here in the first half. No score between the Broncos and the Chargers. Briarcliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shipley, the big 6 foot 8 inch guard, has got the ball. Now he gets it back down here on the baseline. Shipley brings it out into 3 point territory to Eric Roy, who's into the contest. Now to Sitzman. They work it inside to Collison. He backs up. Nice pass there. Shooting to the basket and scoring is going to be Sitzman. Collison gets the assist, and Ben Sitzman gets the field goal. 2-0 is the score. It's a Briarcliff with a lead. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. He takes it in the lane. Nate Olson, his shot is no good. He's knocked down. No foul called. And the rebound is going to come down to Collison. Collison gets the ball now to a Murren. Murren gives it away to Stitzman. He drives for the hole. He's going to be fouled in the play. And Stitzman will go to the free throw line here for Briarcliff. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Reinwald picks up his first foul, his first team foul on Hastings here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ben Stitzman for Briarcliff. His shot is up there. It's no good. Briarcliff is a team, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 70% from the free throw line, 41% from the field, which is 10th in the conference, and 31% from three-point territory, which is also 10th in the conference. Second one is up there. It is good. So it's now a 3-0 ball game as Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings. Broncos down the ball here. It's Brady Lohman as he gives it to Jake Marvin in the lane. Pass down to the baseline. His shot up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal, and a nice pass there by Jake Marvin. Reinwald gets the field goal there for the Broncos, and now he's fouling the play as Tobin goes to the free throw line trying to tie this baby up. Personal foul is whistled on Sitzman. That's the second foul on him, so he's immediately out of the ball game here, and Brenton Brown comes into the ball game. Brenton Brown comes into the ball game now for Briarcliff early in this one. Reinwald at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. So Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal to go down. Brown is into the ball game, a 5'10" senior from Stanford, Connecticut. And Hastings on the three-point play by Tobin Reinwald. It's time to score. Brown has got the ball now on the left wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Shipley. Wheels in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Boy, he's going to be a tough cookie to handle all day today. Shipley is 6'8". He can shoot it from the outside, and he can post up inside. He gets the field goal there. And now we got a personal foul call on Charles Ferguson, and he runs over Brown on the left side of the lane, and a charging foul is called on Charles. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on Hastings. Broncos turn it away on the charge from Charles Ferguson. So Briarcliff comes back the other way. This is Taylor Murren with the ball. Jump pass. They get it on the high post there to Collison. Back outside the ring now to Roy, trying to penetrate there against Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside to Shipley, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, jump ball. Getting his hands in there for Hastings was Ferguson, and he ties up Shipley. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will come back the other direction. Second turnover of the ball game on Briarcliff. 5-3 is the score. The Chargers have a 2-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Nate Olson into the forecourt on the wing on the left side. Tobin has got it. Reinwald dribbles once, sends it inside to Marvin. Marvin spins toward the baseline, goes up for the shot. It's good. Nice move there by Jake Marvin. Marvin's first field goal of the ball game. We are tied up now at 5 points apiece. Brown has got the ball. Brown down to Murren. Brings it back here to Taylor Murren. They get it inside to Shipley. Dumps it off down low to Collison, and he jams one home. Michael Collison gets the slam there for Briar Cliff. Back the other way. Hastings with the ball on the baseline, having problems with it to get it under control. Here's a Ferguson back out to Marvin from three. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to a Shipley running back the other way. So Shipley runs it into the offensive zone. They're Roy now to Brown. Brown on the left side of the lane. Wheels in the lane. Bounce pass. It's going to be tipped away from Collison, and he loses it out of bounds. Down there in the coverage for Hastings was Ryan Wald. It was last touch there by Michael Collison. So a turnover on Brian Cliff. 7-5 is the score. The Chargers have a two-point lead over Hastings. 16-20 remaining here in this first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Briar Cliff won the women's ball game earlier today on a rout over Hastings College, 93-74. There's Marvin again in the lane. We got a foul called. Leaning in on his back was Michael Collison. He picks up the personal foul. Michael Collison picks up his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. So Alex Thayer going to see some playing time here today. Thayer is a 5'10" freshman at Superior. He comes in for Nate Olson. Hastings will play things in. There's a shot taken from the left side. It's up and in. Brent Wells, who just checked in here, takes his first shot and scores just to the left of the goal there. And it's now a 7-7 ball game. So they've been tied up at 3, 5, and 7. In the early stages of this ball game, Briar Cliff has got the ball. Taylor Murn has got it now to Brown. 4-3 from the left side. It's up there. Good. Brenton Brown nails that one. He's been hitting only 19% of his three-pointers, and he hits his first three in this ball game. Briar Cliff out on top now, 10-7. Dribble penetration by Ryan Wald. This pass is going to be deflected away. It's picked up here by Brown. Brown goes to Shipley. 4-3. Shot good. Shipley nails a three-pointer, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings College turns the ball away, and Briar Cliff has nailed a couple of three-pointers here after Hastings had the game tied up at 7 points apiece. We have got a timeout. We'll take a break. 15:33 to play in the first half. It's Briar Cliff 13, Hastings 7.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Brian Cliff has hit a couple of three-pointers, and now they've got the lead over Hastings, 13-7. Broncos have the ball. Here's Wells going inside again to Marvin. Marvin backs up, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, it rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. Here come the Chargers back the other way. John Engler has got the ball. Engler now to Brown. Brown lobs it inside. That's going to be Ty Lone with it back outside. A three-pointer by Shipley is no good. Long rebound picked up by Alex Thayer of Hastings. There it comes to the near sideline to Bacon, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it down in the corner to Brent Wells, and he throws it wide of the target out of bounds. Turnover number three on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn had a good contest the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan in the loss against the Prairie Wolves. He scored 12 points. Jake Marvin comes to the bench. 13-7 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points. Briar Cliff with the ball back in their offensive end. The Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Here's Murn with it out just to the left of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. Engler kicks it back out there, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to take it to the right wing to Jake Shipley. Goes right through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number four in the ball game for Briar Cliff. Hastings with three. Broncos are trailing by 6, 13-7. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Brent Wells comes over to Alex Thayer on the wing. Bounce pass. Goes to Flynn. He goes for the basket. His little left-handed hook shot is up there. It's no good. Wells had the rebound. Lost it to Brown, and he loses the ball out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Wells had it. Then he lost it. Brown picked it up, and he was out of bounds. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tim Lowland will guard the out-of-bounds man here for Hastings, which is pretty low, but they'll play things in to Flynn. Back outside the ring down to a Dane Bacon. He comes across the top to Alex Thayer. Thayer now to Brady Lohman here on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up. Now to Wells. Down on the baseline to Flynn. A little ball fake. He drives the baseline. He's cut off there. There's a pass out on the wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shipley running back the other way. The fourth turnover on Hastings. Shipley now to Engler. To Brown. Three-pointer is no good. But it won't make any difference. A traveling violation is called on Brown. Brenton Brown is whistled for the extra steps as he was setting up for the three-pointer. He's turning the ball over here in the fifth turnover on Briar Cliff here in the first half. 14-10 remitting. Hastings down by 6, 13-7. There's a Brent Wells with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Stops and pops from 10. His shot no good. Rebound Flynn, and a foul is going to be called. A pushing foul inside will go on Hastings.
Brian Cliff will come back the other way. It's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first team foul, number 3
on Hastings. So it'll be Brian Cliff coming back the other way. Brian Cliff, a team that's averaging 69 points per ball game on offense, and it's 9th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 4th in the league in scoring defense at 65.2. 13-7 is the score here. Brian Cliff with a 6-point lead. There's Turner Fay into the ball game now, the former Grand Island Central Catholic product for the Brian Cliff Chargers. And now we got a 3-second violation as Tim Lone was caught in the lane there. Tim Lone, a big 6-foot-9-inch senior post player from Lone Tree, Iowa, had the ball in the lane. He's calling for this 3-second violation. So now Turner Fay into the ball game for Brian Cliff, averaging 4 points and 1 rebound per game. Hastings will come back the other way. There's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Former Kearney High Bearcat. Bounce pass in the lane. Flynn has got it. He's trapped in there. Now he's going to be hit with a 3-second violation. Flynn had the ball right in the center of the lane, and he was surrounded by nothing but Chargers there. He was caught in the lane in a 3-second violation on this end. What are the chances there? On consecutive possessions on each end of the floor. 3-second violation called here in college basketball. 13.5 to play. 13-7. Brian Cliff has got the lead. Here's Turner Fay with the ball now for the Brian Cliff Chargers. Goes on a high post alone. Back outside to Zach Hunt, the former Adams Central Patriot. Throws up a 3-pointer. That's no good, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on the Chargers. John Engler picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So now we've got a former Crusader in the Turner Fay. You've got a former Patriot in Zach Hunt at the guard positions now for the Brian Cliff Chargers as they face the Hastings College Broncos today here in Sioux City. Here's Tobin Reinwell with the ball. On the wing on the left side, comes out here to Brent Wells. Down to Bacon again. They feed it inside. Here's a shot that's going to be blocked down. Flynn had it right in front of the hole there, but the shot's going to be blocked down by Lone. It's recovered here by Brent Wells on the near sideline. Now to Bacon. Bacon lobs it over there to Reinwald. Reinwald with 8 seconds on the shot clock to Brent Wells. Spins at the free throw line. Gives it up now to a Nate Olson. Puts a man in the air. Throws up a shot. Good. Nice shot there by Nate Olson as the shot clock was winding down. 13-9 is the score. Broncos still trailing by 4 points. Here's a Zach Hunt with the ball over to Turner Fay. Moves it down in the corner. On the right side now to Sitzman. Comes out to Turner. Turner now to a John Engler. On the wing on the left side to a Zach Hunt, wearing number 3 here for the Chargers. Over on the wing on the right side to Turner Fay. His entry pass is deflected, but a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. This will be their 4th of the first half. And it's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his 2nd. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Marvin. Coming out will be Flynn. Brian Cliff, 13. Hastings College, 9. Into the ball game now is going to be Eric Roy. Also coming in will be Michael Collison. Coming out is going to be Lone and also John Engler. Brian Cliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Zach Hunt goes down in the corner. Turner Fay for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. Turner Fay hits a 3-ball from deep in the right corner. He's hitting only 20% of his 3-pointers, but he hits his first 3-pointer of the ball game. That's now a 16-9 contest. Hastings College trailing by 7. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Dane Bacon. They get it to the right side of the lane. That's going to be Brent Wells powering his way to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. And it's going to be picked up back the other way by Eric Roy. Runs the break with Turner Fay. Fay on the right side is Zach Hunt. Zach drives into the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Brian Cliff had the numbers there. They couldn't convert. Here's Tobin Reinwald, the pass in the lane. Marvin grabs it. Shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Hastings will go to the free throw line now with 11:35 to play in the first half. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Collison. That's going to be his 2nd. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Chargers. And going to the free throw line will be Jake Marvin. Hastings able to get Jake the ball here today right in front of the hole. He scored 1 field goal. Had a couple others blocked down. Marvin averaging 11.9 points per ball game, and now he misses the free throw. Hastings is the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're knocking down 77% of their free throws so far this year. They're number 2 in field goal percentage at 49%. At number 4 in three-point shooting at 39%. Hastings trailing here is 16-9. Next shot is up there. It is good by Marvin. Now 16-10. The Chargers have the lead. Here's Turner Fay with the ball here for Briar Cliff. as he comes across the midcourt stripe. Hastings gets the trap over there. The ball is knocked loose and is picked up by Lohman. A turnover on Briar Cliff. That's their seventh of the ball game already. Lohman gets the ball here to Charles Ferguson. He throws it to the far sideline. Almost intercepted. Picked up by Olson. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. Now to Lohman. Spins inside the circle. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. Picked up by Faye. Long pass down to Ford and Sitzman. Drives, shoots, and scores. Sitzman. And Sitzman gets his second field goal. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. An assist there from a Turner Faye. Hastings trailing 18-10. There's Olson. He takes the ball down to the baseline and shot is up and in. That's Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald scores there for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The assist goes to Nate Olson. Hastings comes right back. 18-12 is the score now. Broncos down by six. Here's Turner in the corner, left side. Bounce pass. Gets it in there to Shipley. He spins toward the baseline. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin now to a Chuck Ferguson. Ferguson hands it away to Olson. Now to Reinwald in a traveling violation. Hastings got careless with the ball there as Nate just slips the ball up around the shoulders of Tobin and he had a tough time getting the ball down. So a traveling violation on the Broncos. At six turnovers on Hastings early. Briar Cliff has got seven. Broncos are trailing in the ball game by a score of 18-12 as we approach the 10-minute mark here in this first half from Sioux City. Sitzman with the ball back outside to Eric Roy. Hands it away. Turner Fay puts it on the floor. Dribbles over here to Shipley. Takes the ball down to the baseline. His pass into the lane is going to be deflected away and lost out of bounds there by Tim Lone. A turnover on the Chargers. Briar Cliff has been averaging only 12 turnovers per ball game. They're already at eight here in the first half with 10-11 to play. Working against the Bronco defense. So 10-11 left in the first half. Hastings trailing the Briar Cliff Chargers by a score of 18-12. Hastings back the other way. Nate Olson down to Tobin Reinwald. Briar Cliff is still in a man-to-man defense. Reinwald goes to Marvin. Drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Marvin sent a little screen over there on that left side. Reinwald got on the ball as he drives for the hole. He's now got 5 points. Hastings back to within four. 18-14 is the score. There's Briar Cliff with it. Sitzman out here in three-point territory. Works against the Reinwald. Over to a Taylor Byrne. Takes it to the free throw line. Is running one-hander good. It's kind of off balance and kind of threw one up there as Byrne scores there. Byrne gets the field goal. There's a shot taken the other way by Reinwald that's up and in. Tobin Reinwald comes back quickly and gets it right back for the Broncos. He's got 7 points. 20-16 now. The Broncos still trailing by four. Byrne has got the ball over here on the left wing. Bounce pass goes to Tim Lone. Feeds it over on the right baseline. That's a Sitzman. Sitzman drives the shot no good, and we got a foul called. That was Reinwald again, I think, picking up the personal foul there for the Broncos. And that's the case. Tobin picks up his second personal foul. We're going to have some free throws here. As this one occurred on the shot as Ben Sitzman will go to the line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sitzman is 74% foul shooter in the season. He's knocked down 23 out of 31. And his shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Here comes Wells back into the ball game. Reinwald checks out. Briar Cliff has got the lead over Hastings. It is 21-16. Down to the scorers table is going to be Brenton Brown. He wants to check in for the shooter in Ben Sitzman. 21-16, the Chargers have the lead. 9:16 left in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Next shot hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and tumbles down the hole there. Sitzman gets the free throw to go down. He's now got 7 points. He's going to check out. Brenton Brown back in there. And the Chargers now have a 22-16 lead. They have led by as many as 7 points here in the first half. It's 16-9. There's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman down to a Nate Olson. Slides between a couple of defenders. Back outside. Here's Ferguson for three. Shot is going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound Marvin. Marvin with his back to the basket. Spins. Tries to put a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good and he's fouled. Nice move there by Jake Marvin as he gets Tim Lohn to leave his feet there. Lohn commits a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And Marvin gets the field goal. He has now got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. There comes Lohn out of the ball game now. And checking back in there is going to be Michael Collison. He will play with a couple of personal fouls. So Jake Marvin with 7 points already in the ball game will go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a three-point play there for Jake Marvin. Hastings back within 3 points. It's 22-19. Here's Brenton Brown with the ball. Works against Woolman in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt strap to Roy. Near side is Shipley. Cross-court pass goes to Byrne. As they work it back outside the ring here to Brown. Flips it away to Taylor Byrne. Picked up there by Woolman. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. 15 seconds here. Byrne pulls up. Shoots a three-pointer. His shot's going to be no good. Long rebound. Woolman goes after it. Now it's picked up by Wells for Hastings. Wells gets it to a Ferguson, drives it down the left side of the lane, high off the window, a shot no good. Rebound Wells. Wells comes out of nowhere and rips that baby down for Hastings on an offensive board. Hastings had only three offensive rebounds on Wednesday against Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a nice move to the basket by Marvin. He's having a whale of a first half here for Hastings. Marvin with 10 points and Hastings within one. 22-21. Brenton Brown with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Brown comes out in 3-point territory to Murren. Murren now in the wing to Shipley. And now he goes inside to Collison. We got a pushing foul inside. Working against Collison in there with Jake Marvin. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. That's only the 16th foul on Hastings. Into the ball game again for the Broncos is going to be Alex Thayer. Coming out will be Nate Olson. So the freshman out of Superior and Alex Thayer back into the ball game now for the Broncos. 22-21. Hastings down by one. Brown to Roy. Free throw line jumper from three. Shot up there is no good. Free throw line extended left side, I should say. And the ball is lost out of bounds here by the Broncos. So a long jumper there from the just to the left of the lane from three-point territory would not go, but Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. That's going to be Briarcliff inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Shipley looked to play things in here for the Chargers. Way outside now to Brenton Brown. Moves it over on the wing now to Eric Roy. Picked up out there by Charles Ferguson. Here's a Jake Shipley now to Brown again. Lobs it inside to Collins, and he backs up. Puts up a shot over Marvin. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Thayer. Thayer runs her back the other way for Hastings. In transition. Nice pass, and Charles Ferguson has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Now a foul is going to be called. The guy underneath the basket calls the personal foul here as Ferguson will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Brown. That's going to be his first. So Ferguson goes to the free throw line, but now we got a timeout here from Briarcliff's head coach in Nick Nelson. So we got a timeout here for Briarcliff. 7 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 22, Hastings 21.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Other scores going on. Morningside is leading Doan 37-27 here in Sioux City. They've got about 5 minutes to play in the first half of that ball game. Mount Marty is trailing the Midland University Warriors this afternoon in Yankton. The score is 22-16. They've got about 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in that one. Other games going on today in the conference. You've got Northwestern playing at Buena Vista in a night game tonight, a non-conference game. Concordia is playing at Dakota Wesleyan in a non-conference affair. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing in Sioux Center this afternoon against Dort. Here's Ferguson's free throw. Oh, it's going to be up there. It's no good. That is the first miss of the season for Charles Ferguson from the free throw line. He's 4 out of 5 now. 22-21. The Chargers still with a one-point lead. Next shot is up there by Ferguson. It's good. We're tied. The Hastings College has battled back from a 7-point deficit here in the first half of play. 7:32 remaining now as Briarcliff comes back the other way in a tie ball game. Brenton Brown has got the ball out here now to a Murren. Taylor Murren picked up there by Thayer of Hastings on a high post. That's Collison with the ball. Now to Murren again. Murren comes across the top to Brown. Picked up by a woman over there on the right wing. Gets away. Brown can't put up a shot, though. Dribbles back out here into the three-point territory. Comes over here to Shipley. Shipley picked up by the former tight end for Nebraska, Brent Wells. Hands it away down to Brown. 4 seconds, 3 seconds on the shot clock. Brown dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. Misses. Rebound loose. Picked up by Wells. Brent Wells has got it back for Hastings. Dribbles back the other way. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a field goal. Chuck Ferguson back out into three-point territory. That's Wells dribbling down the lane, and he's called for the steps. Wells dribbling down the lane. They're backing up, and he's calling for the traveling violation. That's 7 turnovers on Hastings. Broncos average 16 of the season. We're tied up at 22 points apiece. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half here from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. So Brian Cliff back on the offensive attack here. Taylor Murn has got the ball. Murn picked up there. Now behind his screen from Collison. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Puts up high off the glass. Shot no good. Tip try good. Michael Collison gets the tip there for Briar Cliff. He's got 4 points in the ball game. The Chargers back out on top by two, 24-22. Here's Wells driving down the lane. He tries to dish off. The pass is going to be blocked down by Collison. It's picked up by the Chargers. Three-pointer put up there by Shipley. Good. Jake Shipley nails his second three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 8 points. And just like that, it's Briar Cliff again leading by five at 27-22. Alex Thayer with the ball on the deep wing on the right side for Hastings. Picked up there defensively by Taylor Murn. Hastings comes out on top now to Wells. To Marvin with his back to the basket. Marvin dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass back out here in the three-point territory. Woolman has got it. Now to Charles Ferguson. Spins on the low block. Goes in the lane there to a Wells. He can't go up the shot. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Marvin gets it back. Dribbles into the paint. Scoop shot is up there. Good. Jake Marvin having a whale of a first half for Hastings. He's got 12 points. His season high was 22. They put up against the Morningside earlier this year, 27-24. Hastings now down by 3 points. Briar Cliff has got the ball. Dribble penetration. Here's a pass to Collison. He misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Wells. Wells has got it now to Thayer down the near sideline. Alex brings it back to the center of the floor to a Jake Marvin. Jake dribbles to the top of the three-point circle, flips it away here to Wells. He drives the ball in the low block double team. Comes out here to Marvin for three. His shot good again. Jake Marvin on fire here today. He's got 15 points in the ball game, and Hastings has come back to tie it up. 27 points apiece with 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's a Taylor Murn with the ball. Murn gets into the center floor now to a Josh Engler. Engler down to Murn. Lobs it inside again to Collison. Backs up. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be deflected by Marvin of Hastings. And the ball is brought down here by Alex Thayer. Runs her back the other way. Now to Lohman. Lohman on the left side of the floor. Hands it back to Ferguson. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Takes it down on the baseline to Thayer. Thayer down in the corner now to Chuck Ferguson. Out on the right wing. They get it to Wells. They feed it inside to Marvin. Turns around. Puts up a shot and cans another one. Jake Marvin cannot miss. He's got 17 in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos have their first lead, 29-27, with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City. Back with the ball is Taylor Murn. Murn is picked up by Thayer. Double team comes down the near sideline to get it to Stitzman. Now in the lane, driving to the hole and scoring is going to be Josh Engler, or John Engler. John Engler gets the field goal. Back the other way is Lohman, and he goes up for the shot, and it's going to be blocked down from behind. Lohman had a clear path to the basket, and then Shipley comes out of nowhere. He's got that big frame at 6'8". Athletic kid, he comes out of nowhere and knocks the ball away from Lohman out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in down here in the corner. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play. In the first half, we are tied up at 29 points apiece. Briar Cliff is led by as many as 7 here in the ball game. The largest lead for Hastings has been 2. Broncos will play things in. Lohman down in the corner here. Left side of the basket is going to come way out on top here. It's going to be a tipped into the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up here by the Broncos as Tobin Reinwald will come back the other way. Reinwald flips it away. Now to Woolman here on the near sideline. Brady Woolman will set things up. Going one-on-one. Gives it away now to Tobin. Tobin splits a couple of defenders. Goes for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lone. The ball is loose here on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Lone got the save. Rather, Lone got the blocked shot. John Engler got the save down on the baseline, and then a foul is called on Hastings. Brady Lohman picks up his first. 3:43 to play. That's the 17th foul now on the Broncos here in the first half. Ben Sitzman will go to the free throw line now for Briar Cliff. He is 3 out of 4 there already today. Sitzman is 74% foul shooter on the season. So Sitzman will have a 1-1. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sitzman will get one more. Ben Sitzman, a 6'4" and senior out of Sioux City. He will toe the mark one more time here for the Chargers. Briar Cliff out on top by 1. Make it 2 as that one goes down through the hole. Sitzman now with 9 points in the ball game for the Chargers. Jake Marvin leading the Broncos. He's got 17 in the first half. Here comes Nate Olson back into the offensive zone here as he works against Turner Fay. Flips it away now to Brady Lohman over on the wing on the left side. All the way to the sideline is going to be Tobin Reinwald. To Danielson, who's into the ball game now, down in the corner to Woolman. We got a foul called. So Drew Danielson down to the ball game for Hastings College, a 6'2" and sophomore out of York, Nebraska. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Turner Fay. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman, the number 1 foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 95% of his free throws. His shot is up there. It's good. Lohman is now 44 out of 46 on free throws this year. 31-30 is the score. Here comes, looks like Chuck Ferguson back into the ballgame now for Reinwald. Tobin so far in the ballgame has got 7 points. Now he'll get a quick breather here at the 3:26 mark in this first half. Briar Cliff 31, Hastings 30. Next shot up there, good by Woolman. So his first two free throws go down the hole. We're tied up at 31 points apiece. Briar Cliff had a 7-point lead earlier in this half. Hastings has battled back nicely here behind Jake Marvin. On the wing on the right side is Sisman. Works it inside to Shipley, to Turner Fay. Now over here on the wing on the left side is Sisman. Drives it down low and a pass to Lone, and he lays it in. Lone gets the field goal. Sisman gets the assist. And Briar Cliff goes out on top again, 33-31. There's a Brady Lohman out here in three-point territory. Backs her on out. Lohman dribbles it to the free throw line. Down in the corner now to a Nate Olson. They brings it up high on the block. Now cuts toward the basket. Kicks it out here to Marvin. His shot for three is good. Jake Marvin, whatever he had for breakfast, remember that. Marvin has got 20 here in the first half. And Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 34-33. Underneath the basket is Shipley. His shot is up and in. Shipley now with 10 points in the ballgame. Briar Cliff has got the lead. Here's Lohman back the other way, down in the corner. Back outside, here's a three-pointer by Lohman. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Turner Fay of Briar Cliff. 35-34, Chargers have a one-point lead. Shipley again for three. This one's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Shot that one from the same spot and misses everything. On the right wing as it goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Reinwald back into the ballgame now for the Broncos, replacing Ferguson. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings is trailing Briar Cliff by a score of 35-34. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Turner Fay will attack here defensively for the Chargers. Olsen brings it into the offensive zone. There's a Reinwald with it behind the screen from Marvin. Comes across the top, now to Lohman. Back to a Reinwald. Dribbles down the lane all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lohman gets the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Turner Fay. Here come the Chargers. Bounce pass goes to Roy. Back outside. A traveling violation is called on Fay. Turner Fay got the pass back out here in three-point territory. Cutting toward the hole, and he's called for the steps. 9 turnovers on the Chargers here in the ballgame. 35-34 is the score. Hastings College down by 1 point. Broncos have the ball here. 1:48 to play as Nate Olson on the dribble comes into the offensive zone. Marvin on the high post. Jake squares around to the basket. He's going to drive it against Lone. Takes it to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled into play. And Jake Marvin will go to the free throw line again for Hastings College as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Foul is going to go here on the Chargers. It's going to be officially against the Turner Fay coming over there trying to stop the penetration by Marvin. The second foul in Fay. Marvin to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It is around the rim and down. Marvin now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today. Jake Marvin has got 21 points here in the first half for Hastings. He averages 11.9, his season high 22 that he put against the Morningside Mustangs earlier this season. Jake's second shot is up there. It's good. Now he ties his season higher in the first half, much like Sioux City. 36-35, the Broncos with a 1-point lead again. Hastings is led by as many as 2 in this ball game. We've been tied up several times. Now Hastings is going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Turner Fay will bring things up. We're approaching the 1:30 mark here this first half. Turner Fay gets it into the offensive zone. Turner double team, gets it away now to Eric Roy down in the corner to Brenton Brown. Brown puts it on the floor, dribbles back out here, flips it to Turner as he backs up near the 10-second line. On the high post to Roy, comes across the top to Lone. Now to a Shipley over there. Shipley gets away, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot. It's going to be short. Rebound loose and is picked up by Wells. Brent Wells has got it for the Broncos. Now to Brady Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt. Brady on the left wing. Sends it down on the baseline. That's Jake Marvin with the ball. Back outside to a Brady. Swings it right side now. Deep wing. It's going to be Olson with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Wells. Now to Alex Thayer. Now to Olson. 17 on the shot clock. Bobs it inside. Marvin grabs it. Shoots and misses the shot, but he's fouling the play. So Hastings has been able to get the ball down deep in the lane there to Marvin. And Jackson go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Tim Lone. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 of the Chargers. And Jake Marvin goes back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. A junior out of Lincoln with 22 points already in the ballgame. His shot is up there. It is good. He's now 5-6 from the free throw line. He had more than Wheaties for breakfast, I assume, as Jake Marvin has been all the offense here this afternoon for Hastings in this first half. He's got 23 out of the 37 points that the Broncos have put on the board. Hastings has got a two-point lead again. Here comes the next shot by Marvin. That one is up there and in. So Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-35 with 47 seconds to play. Broncos going after the ball here in backcourt. It's picked up on the baseline by Roy. He gets it away, and now Briarcliff has Shipley firing up a three. It's shot no good. Rebounded there by Hastings, and we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. I think it's going to go on Marvin with a push. So Jake Marvin is going to be hit with a personal foul the way he's shooting today. We don't want him to pick up the third one here. I think Lance is thinking the same thing as Tobin Reinwald comes off of the bench. Maybe trying to get Jake out of there. We got just 37.4 seconds to play. No, it's not the case. Tobin's going to come in, and Brent Wells is going to check out. So going to the free throw line here is going to be Tim Lone for Briarcliff. 37.4 seconds to play. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Reinwald of Hastings. Reinwald gets it away. Now we got the timeout called here from Lance. Hastings calls a timeout, 32.6 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Briarcliff 35.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Briarcliff won the first ball game here today over Hastings College in women's play, final of 93-74. Not a ball game today as Briarcliff got onto a 52-26 halftime lead. Hastings College did outscore the Chargers in the second half, 48-41, but the Broncos lose that one, 93-74 to Briarcliff. They'll get ready to take on the NAIA Division II national champions coming up next Saturday back at home at the Osborne Sports Complex. So Hastings out of the timeout. Now with 17 on the shot clock, 17 on the game clock. Going for the final shot here. The Broncos have a three-point lead, 38-35. Marvin with the ball, two-handed pass, comes out on top. That's to Danielson down in the corner, Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald jump pass out to Nate for three. His shot is up there. Around the rim, falls off, no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul on the rebound going down in the lane there was Eric Roy. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Drew Danielson. Danielson picks up his first personal foul. So Drew seeing some playing time here today in this ball game. The sophomore guard out of York, and he commits a personal foul here with 1.3 seconds remaining in the first half. 38-35. Hastings with a lead. Eric Roy goes to the free throw line here for Briarcliff. 76% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's good. They'll have one more shot here. 76% foul shooter on the season. 38-36. Hastings leading by two. There's the next one. It's up there. It's good. So he buries a couple of free throws. Hastings will play things in now. Reinwald gets it to Lohman. Lohman puts it up from back court. Shot is up there. It's no good. That's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime over Briarcliff in men's college basketball. The score, it is Hastings 38, Briarcliff 37. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue at Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center at halftime of the men's game here. Hastings College has got a one-point lead over Briar Cliff today. The score is 38-37. Big story in the first half for Hastings. Jake Marvin, he's got 24 points in the first half for the Broncos. He's hit 9 field goals, and he has 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Marvin with 24 to lead the way for Hastings College. Jake Shipley is a leading scorer for Briar Cliff. He has got 10 points in the ball game, but the Broncos have a 38-37 advantage over Briar Cliff here at halftime. Earlier today in the women's ball game, Briar Cliff knocked off Hastings by the score of 93-74. Chargers got out to a 52-26 halftime lead and went on to beat Hastings. The Broncos suffering their second loss of the season here as Hastings head coach Jeff Dippin will join us here at halftime. And coach, it was just not the Broncos' day today, almost from the opening tap.
Same intensity that they have come into the ball game. And it was, you know, a big ball game with number 2 and number 8, a share of the lead for the conference and so forth. And they really came out and punched us pretty good, and we kind of reeled from it the entire first half. And the next thing you know, we're down 26 at halftime.
Yeah, it's a tough team to be on your heels against right from the outset, because once that team gets rolling, they got rolling, and that's what happened today.
Well, and you know, if you watch the second half, one of the things that we did a better job of was we looked down the floor, because for them to put that kind of pressure on you, they have to bring 5 people within 15 feet of the basketball. And the second half, we threw over the top of the defense quite a bit. And you know, Taz got some runouts. Aaron got some layups and so forth. So there was some better parts about the second half, but you know, you have to be 40 minutes in a game like this. You can't show up for 20.
Were we trying to dribble through that stuff in the first half, or what happened?
You know, I just think that initially, again, we made the entry pass, and then they shut off all of that. And then as soon as we had to go to our next ball handler, we just really struggled to get it in the hands of the people we wanted. And then some of our other ball handlers, just, again, they got back on their heels. They got a little timid. They wouldn't put it on the floor. They wouldn't do the little things sometimes you need. And so the defense got more aggressive.
I think they had a 16-0 run there in the first half to kind of open things up. When they get a roll, like we said, it's tough to stop the bleeding, isn't it?
It is, and they score quick. And you know, the other thing that we didn't anticipate, they were 6-for-7 from the three-point line, and that's really been the formula for beating us this year. In the Doan ball game, they were 6-of-10, and I don't know what the overall tonight, but 6-of-7 in the first half when they built that big lead. And we have to do a much better job of defending the three-point line, because that's been the key to teams having that plus 60 scoring against us. And now we've given up 60 twice and got beat in both of those games.
They ended up going 6-of-11 from three-point territory, and that's why coaches don't focus on the three-point shooting. They were 9th in the conference in three-point shooting coming in here. We checked that, number 1 in the conference in three-point shooting. So Ryan Cliff was able to knock down some threes in the ball game today against Hastings. And obviously the foul situation didn't help us at all, as Alicia got into foul trouble early. We had 3 players foul out in the ball game today.
Yeah, they were 18 of 18 in the first half from the free throw line. So when we made that mistake, and you know, again, that's what happened in the Dome ball game. We gave up a lot of free throws, and we gave up threes. If your defense is going to struggle, they at least have to shut something down, and we really didn't shut anything down, because then the third component was we didn't do a very good job of rebounding, and they got a lot of second, third opportunities as well. So that's pattern made for a lot of offense.
The defense had to be the frustrating point. Again, we talked in the pregame show about how well the defense has played, giving up under 60 points per ball game. Heck, they had that early in the second half.
They did, and they scored against the man or the zone. It was one of those days that, you know, we were talking in the pregame that we've had improved our man defense and our zone have been playing pretty solid. And I knew the man was going to be a tough matchup because their posts are very mobile. They can shoot 18-footers, and that's tough for Alicia and Laurel to go guard somebody at 18 feet. That's just not their strength. So we were hoping the zone would do a better job and we could keep our matchups better, but then we didn't guard the three-point line very well, and so it really didn't matter. Briar Cliff was going to win this game today. They weren't going to be denied.
Is there anything you can pull out of here that we did well? Obviously, a lot of things went bad for us today.
Well, I think, number one, you just have to say the next time we play them, they're at our place. And last year we beat them at our place because we handled their pressure a little bit better and we didn't give them so many free throws. And we did those things that you do when you're at home. I think the only thing you say is that, well, we put this one in the closet for about a month until we play them again and we start getting ready for Northwestern now.
What was the biggest problem handling the pressure today? What can we change differently when we go back home and play these guys again?
Well, we made a little bit of an adjustment in the second half and move. You know, generally we try and get the ball to our ball handler in the middle of the floor. We just went ahead and inbounded it to him and then tried to put our post in the middle of the floor and then throw over the top of it. We were a little more effective with that. But then, unfortunately, Alicia fouls out so early, and now you're asking a freshman and a sophomore, Laurel and Sierra, to make an adjustment in a big ball game with a lot of pressure. And I thought they did a nice job, but it's not a very fair position to put them in.
A real downer for the basketball team. We don't have much time to be down. We got to Northwestern coming in on Saturday.
No, you know, we got to get ready for finals. That's the first thing. And try and get over a little fried brain once that's done and then get ourselves ready for another team that's very explosive, very high-powered offense, great in transition. And we've got to make sure that we control the tempo and we control the ball game and that we match their intensity. Again, we talked about between the foul trouble and a number of little things, they really just took it to us and we were hesitant a lot.
I forgot about the educational aspect of things here, Coach. You got two tough ball games right in a row in Briar Cliff and Northwestern sandwiched around the finals coming up this week. So in addition to being a tough week academically, athletically too, huh?
Well, it is, but, you know, it's the same way for everybody. That's why I say we all kind of, as coaches, we sort of laugh about this time of the year that if we had our druthers, we wouldn't be playing any conference games this week or next week. But unfortunately, with a 20-game round robin in the conference, you have to do it. So it becomes a little bit of a war of attrition, which one can recover the quickest.
So it's not all gloom and doom here for Hastings. We're still sitting up there in the conference race, where there's still a long way to go. We got to remember that. We're still sitting in the month of December, huh?
We've done a lot of good things so far this year, and you can't let a game like this cloud that fact. However, like I said, the disappointment I have today is just that we didn't match the intensity in a big ball game. And I say that because we are a very strong defensive team, and we're a very strong rebounding team, and I thought we got outworked in both of those areas, and that's just something that we have to make sure never happens.
Okay, we'll see you next week. I'm the head coach for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, the Broncos today losing the first ball game by a score of 93-74 to a Briar Cliff. Hastings is now 9-2 in the season. They are 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff 10-2. They're 5-1. Leading scorer for Hastings today was Taz Yorick. She comes up with 18 points in the basketball game here for Hastings, and a leading scorer for Briar Cliff in the contest. And the first one was Maddie Byrne, and she scores 16, but the Chargers putting 3, 4, 5 players in double figures today, and they roll over Hastings 93-74 in the women's ball game here this afternoon. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half for the men's contest as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHIS.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College in the lead here at halftime in the men's ball game, 38-37 over Briar Clough. Jake Marvin leading the way so far for Hastings. He's got 24 points in the ball game. Marvin is 8 out of 12 from the field, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers, and 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. If that's not enough, the big guy has also got 3 rebounds and an assist and 2 block shots, all in 17 minutes of action here for Hastings in the first half. So Jake Marvin keeping the Broncos in this thing. 24 points, that's a brand new season high, and he did it in a half here for Hastings College today. The other scorers, Tobin Reinwald has got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he's got a free throw, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 7. 2 points for Brady Lohman on a couple of free throws. Brent Wells has got 2 points on a field goal. Nate Olson has got 2 points on a field goal, and Charles Ferguson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. For Briar Clough, they're being led so far by Jake Shipley. He has got 10 points in the ball game. 9 points for Ben Sitzman. The other scorers for Briar Clough, Michael Collison has got 4 points. Brenton Brown has got 3. Turner Fay has got 3 points. Tyler Murn has got 2. John Engler has got 2 points. Eric Rowe has got 2 points. And also a Tim Lone has got 2 points. Hastings in the first half ended up shooting 43% from the field. They were 13 out of 30. Briar Clough was 13 out of 29 for 44%. Hastings 2 out of 7 on 3 pointers for 28%. Briar Clough was 4 out of 10 for 40%. Hastings hit 10 out of 12 from the free throw line for 83%. Briar Clough hit 7 out of 9 for 77%. The rebounds, Hastings getting the job done in the glass. They've got 20 rebounds in the ball game compared to 14 for Briar Clough. Hastings, who had just 3 offensive rebounds in the ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan on Wednesday, he's got 7 here in the first half of this ball game with Briar Clough. They're out rebounding the Chargers 7-4. Hastings has got 8 turnovers in the ball game. They had a lot of those early in the first half. Briar Clough has got 9 turnovers. Hastings with a couple of block shots and 3 steals in the ball game. Briar Clough has already got 7 block shots and 4 steals. Michael Collison inside has got 4 block shots to lead the Chargers thus far. Leading rebounder for Hastings in that first half was Brent Wells off of the bench. He came up with 8. And the leading rebounder for the Briar Clough Chargers was John Engler. He has got 3. So Hastings with a 1-point lead here at halftime. The score is 38-37. In the other games in men's college basketball was Morningside. They've got the lead over Doan now in the second half. The score is 53-35. They've got 18 minutes to play down the street. It's Morningside. Also in Yankton this afternoon, Mount Marty is out on top of Midland by a score of 34-31. No report on the Nebraska Wesleyan at Dort ball game. Then the rest of the action is going to be tonight. Northwestern playing at Buena Vista over in Iowa at 7:30 tonight. Concordia will play at Dakota Wesleyan, and Mitchell beginning at 8 o'clock tonight. Hastings with a lead here over Briar Clough at halftime, 38-37. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings will have the ball. Check that. It's going to be Morningside. Briar Cliff with the ball to begin the second half of play here. As they'll shoot to our basket to our right. Jake Shipley is got it. Hastings will stay with their man-to-man defense. They've been man all day long today. Here's Murn with the ball. Brings it outside now to a Sitzman. Sitzman right at the elbow, left side. Bounce pass down low. Collison goes against Marvin and shot good. Michael Collison drops that one down through the hole. He's got 6 points in the ball game. And now Briar Cliff out on top. Looks like it's going to be a seesaw affair the rest of the way. 39-38. Chargers with a one-point lead. Hastings College with the ball. Nate Olson will get the start here in the second half. Nate gets it away. That's going to be Ferguson. Spins at the free throw line. Now he's stuck in the lane. Comes over here to a Reinwald. Back to Ferguson. Goes over there to a Brady Lohman. Man-to-man defense as well for Briar Cliff. Lohman goes over to Nate Olson. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Nate gets it to Marvin and lane's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. Running back the other way is Sitzman. Goes for a driving layup. Shot good. Hastings turns it away. That's their ninth turnover of the ball game. Sitzman steals the pass away from Jake Marvin and scores. The other end, we've got Lohman driving for the ball, basket. A shot no good. Sitzman with a rebound. Sitzman goes to Taylor Murn for three. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped out of there. Sitzman grabs the ball to a Rowe. Rowe takes it down in the corner on the left side. Now we got a foul called here. Down in the corner is going to go on Ferguson. So Ferguson picks up his second personal foul. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Coming out is going to be Ferguson. 18-37 remaining in the ball game. Briar Cliff leading now by 3 points. It's 41-38. Shipley will play things in to a Taylor Murren. Guarding him is going to be a Nate Olson for Hastings. Down the left sideline, Ben Sitzman has got a free throw line extended. That's a Tobin Reinwald out on his grill defensively. Here's a Murn again. Dribble penetration. Gives it away. Sitzman to a Rowe. Rowe lobs it inside to Collison. He puts up a shot over. Marvin is good. So Michael Collison hits a couple of field goals here to begin the ball game. He's now got 8 points here in the contest. Picking a couple of field goals here in the second half. Here's Reinwald. He spins. He has the ball knocked loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Rowe. Coming back the other way. All the way to the basket. His shot is up there high off of the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. They run her back the other way. Tobin Reinwald has got it. Hastings now down by 5 points. It is 43-38. As Brian Cliff has scored the first 6 points here in the second half. Brent Wells has got it. Now to Brady Lohman across the top. Over to Olson. Feeds it inside to Marvin. To Olson. Now to Lohman. Now to Reinwald as they're working around the horn. Here's Wells. Dribble penetration. Kicks it back out to Olson. Top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Olson lobs it inside. Down to Wells on a baseline. Goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Lohman. Lohman backs it out of there. Hastings with a fresh shot clock now. Hastings down by 5 points. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Gives it up here to Olson for three. Shot good. Marvin passes out of the lane that time as Nate Olson nails the three ball. Nate now at 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two. 43-41. Here's a Briar Cliff with the ball. Shipley drives it down to the baseline, forces away to the basket. Foul called. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul here for Hastings. For Brent, that's going to be personal foul number one. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jake Shipley. Shipley is the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.1 points per ball game. Hastings has done a good job on him so far. He's got 10 points. His shot is up there and is good. Shipley's first free throw of the day. He's also fifth in the conference in free throw percentage at 84%. The Briar Cliff lead is now 3 points at 44-41. Next shot is up there by Shipley. It's good. So he buries a couple of free throws. Now 45-41. Briar Cliff in the first half, 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Here comes Hastings back with the ball now, back in their offensive zone. It's going to be Lohman with the ball. Lohman gives it away to Nate Olson, now to Wells. Free throw line extended left side. That's Reinwald with it. Tobin having problems with a dribble. Now the scramble is on, and a jump ball is going to be called. Getting his hands in there for Briar Cliff with Sitzman. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They will play things in here on the near sideline. 16:47 to play. Briar Cliff 45, Hastings 41. Here's Olson with the ball. Now to a Reinwald again. Tobin looks, blocked, nobody there. Tobin, two-handed pass goes inside to Marvin. He backs up, puts up a shot over Collison. No good, and he's fouling the play. They get it inside to a Jake Marvin. Boy, you got to keep feeding that guy. 24 points in the first half. Collison trying to hold him out of there. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be a third foul on Michael Collison. So Jake Marvin to the free throw line. 24 points in the ball game. He is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got his season high here in this first half. Now minutes into the second half as Marvin goes to the line. His shot is up there and in. Of course, our season high we've had all year long has been Tobin Reinwald and the 39 points he put up against McPherson on the second day of the Thanksgiving Classic back there. Reinwald had a sensational day that day, and Jake is repeating that here. Now we've got 25. The second free throw is up there. It's going to be short. So the score remains at 45 to 42. Here comes Jake Shipley with the ball now, picked up by Wells. Shipley hands the ball away. That's a Taylor Byrne with the ball. Byrne gets it to Rowe. Squares around to the basket, goes over to Shipley for three from the left side. It's going to be short, and a rebound comes out to Olsen. Olsen has got it for Hastings College. Back the other way, that's a Tobin Reinwald. Three-pointer is put up there and in. Nearly traveled with the ball, but Tobin gets it under control and nails a three-pointer from the right wing. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings has come back to tie it up at 45. Here's Murn for three. His shot good. Taylor Murn throws up a three ball. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. So just like that, Briarcliff now doing a three-point advantage. 48 to 45, Hastings with the ball. Here's Wells, trapped in the lane again. Gets it away to Reinwald. Reinwald now to Lohman. Gets it over there to a Marvin. Double team now to Olsen. His shot's blocked down, but a foul is called. Olsen sliding into the basket. Marvin got him the ball. And a foul is going to be called here, I think, on Shipley at Briarcliff. Jake Shipley picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. And Nate Olsen will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Nate having a good ball game today. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Has run the team well at the point. End of the ball game now for Briarcliff is going to be a Turner Fay. Or at least a Turner wanted to check in. He will at the next opportunity. Taylor Murn is going to check out. Nate Olsen is going to have the first shot of two here before we get to substitutions, though. So Nate Olsen to the free throw line is 66% foul shooter for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's good. And now he can have the substitutions. Here comes Brown in. Here comes a Turner Fay into the ball game. Byrne is going to check out. Sitzman is going to check out for Briarcliff. 48-46. The Chargers have a two-point lead. As Nate Olsen will go back to the free throw line, toes the mark, eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Olsen hits a pair. He's going to check out. Now here comes Alex Thayer, the freshman out of Superior, into the ball game. 48-47. The Broncos down by one. Turner Fay with the ball. Double teamed here in backcourt. Turner dribbles out of there. Now stops, comes over to Brenton Brown. Still in backcourt. Brown brings it across the midcourt stripe here. And now we've got a timeout called. Now what do we have here? We've got the officials coming over to the scorers table. What do we have? 48-47 is the score. 15-18 remaining in the ball game, and now they're going to put 28 seconds up on the shot clock. Now we got a meeting of the minds here right at the 10-second line, and I think that's what we're going to a shot clock problem here. As they got 28 seconds put up on the shot clock. Everybody seems to agree here. So Shipley will play things in right in front of the scorer's table. So a shot clock problem here. And Briarcliff will play things in. They get it to Turner Fay out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Shipley on the deep wing. Right side, down to Rowe. As they go over on the left wing. With the ball there is going to be Brown. Brings it back to Rowe. He tries to penetrate. Bounce pass goes inside to Lone. Lone takes it down on the baseline against Marvin. And a foul is going to be called on Jake Marvin down there in the baseline. Now Jake has got three personal fouls for Hastings. Marvin picks up his third here in the early stages of the second half. And now Marvin's going to have to come out of the ball game. And boy, the way he's been shooting the ball here in the ball game today, you don't want to keep him on the bench too long. 25 points for Jake Marvin. Flynn is going to check in. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings here in the second half. Here's Fay getting the inbounds pass. Sends it back down in the corner to Shipley. Puts his head down, drives it into the lane, and the ball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up by Hastings. The 10th turnover on Briarcliff. Here's a Tobin Reinwald with the ball for Hastings. Picked up by Brown. Goes over to Thayer, and he's called for the traveling violation. Alex Thayer is whistled for the traveling violation, setting up the offense over there. The 10th turnover on Hastings. So the turnovers are equal now. 14-48 to play. Here in the ball game, Briarcliff is leading Hastings by the score of 48-47. Turner Fay walks the ball across the midcourt stripe here for a Briarcliff. They get it down the high post there to a Rowe. Takes it over on the wing to Shipley. Shot for three. Good. Shipley throws down the three-pointer from the wing on the left side. He's got 15 points. Here's Lohman back the other way. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lohman. Ball is going to be recovered here by Faye. A long pass down the floor. It's going to be out of bounds. So a blocked shot inside by Tim Lohman of a Briar Cliff. Faye picks it up in the corner and just heaves it down the far sideline. It goes out of bounds wide of his target. Down there was a Shipley for Briar Cliff, but he could not grab it. And Hastings College will get it on the Briar Cliff turnover. 11 turnovers now on the Chargers in the ballgame. Hastings down by four here in the second half, 51-47. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. Comes out to Wells out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Brown over to Thayer on the wing. Back to Wells again. Now in the left wing. That's going to be Lohman with the ball. Dribbles once. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Ryan Wall. Down in the corner for Thayer for three. Shot around the rim off the mark. No good. Rebound loose in the lane. Flynn had it. He lost it. It's loose again. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch here by Brown. Boy, two or three guys right down there on the baseline. Now we're going to have a foul call down there. As the other official comes in here, we're going to have a personal foul call on Brenton Brown. That's going to be his second foul. The guy's fighting for the loose ball down there on the baseline, and Brown is going to be hit with a personal foul. He's going to check out now. Here comes Sitzman back into the ballgame. 51-47 is the score. It's a four-point lead for Briar Cliff. Into the ballgame now is Drew Danielson for Hastings College. Coming out is going to be Alex Thayer. 14 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings down by four. They lob it in the lane. Now we got a personal foul called. Let's see. Personal foul is going to be called here on Briar Cliff. It's going to go on Josh Engler, and that's going to be his second. So a holding foul there on Josh Engler. Fourth team foul on the Chargers. Hastings will, again, play it in from just the right of the basket. They get it to a Dylan Flynn. Flynn holds the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Wells, down to Tobin Reinwald. So a man-to-man defense here for Brian Cliff. Reinwald comes out here to Brady Lohman. He runs the offense. Tobin has got it now. Free throw line extended right side. Reinwald double team. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball is going to be Flynn. He's going to be called for the steps. Flynn right underneath the basket there. They got him the ball. And Flynn is calling for the extra steps. Turnover number 11 on Hastings. 13:42 to play. Briar Cliff leading Hastings College this afternoon, 51-47 in men's college basketball. Hastings College women dropping one earlier today to Briar Cliff, 93-74. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball, spins right side of the lane, puts up a tough shot. It's going to be way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Tobin. Tobin Reinwald, pass ahead to Wells. He stops, goes up for the shot, and a foul is going to be called. Tobin Reinwald, nice pass to Brent Wells. He is fouled in a play here by Shipley. That's going to be the second foul in Shipley. And now the head coach for Briar Cliff is down here at the mid-court stripe. Nick Nelson not happy with the call there. He says you got to call him on both ends as he's pointing back the other direction, talking with the official. Meantime, it's Wells going to the free throw line here for Hastings. And his shot is up. The shot is no good. Wells is now 4 out of 10 from the free throw line this season. The former tight end that played at the University of Nebraska decided to play basketball and transferred to Hastings and now playing for Lance Creech and the Broncos here in this 2011-2012 season. Wells averaging 4.3 points per ball game. Now he puts it up there and the shot is good. He's now got 3 points in the ball game, and Hastings within 3 points now at 51-48. Turner Fay has the ball knocked loose here in backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called on Lohman. Brady Lohman riding Turner Fay up the floor here. Picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number four. Called on the Broncos here in the second half. Hastings trailing 51-48 with 13:16 remaining. They're in the ball game from the Sioux City here this afternoon. There's a bounce pass inside. They get it to Lone. He goes up for the hole, and he is going to be fouled into play. Lone right in front of the basket is fouled into play there. This one going to go on Dylan Flynn. So that's going to be the third foul now on Flynn. So now we've got Marvin with three. We've got Flynn with three. And going to the free throw line will be Tim Lone for Briar Cliff as he puts up a shot. It's good. He's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's a 78% foul shooter. Here comes Wells out of the ball game now. Coming back in there is going to be Alex Thayer. So it's 52-48. Hastings led at halftime, 38-37. Broncos came back from a 7-point first half deficit. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good from Lone. He's now got 4 points, and the Briar Cliff lead is now 53-48. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Alex Thayer with it. On the dribble, moves to the left side, reverses the ball, gets it over there to Charles Ferguson, who's back into the ball game. Ferguson back outside to Woolman out near the 10-second line. Woolman on the dribble, moves it down in the corner to Thayer, drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down by Lone, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Sitzman. Gets the ball ahead now to Zach Hunt, who's back into the ball game for Briar Cliff, the former Adams Central Patriot. Back out to John Engler. Turner Fay to Sitzman. Sitzman picked up there by Brady Woolman. Bounce pass, left side of the lane. They get it to Engler. He backs up. Jump pass goes down in the corner. That's Zach Hunt with the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Engler. Turnaround jumper is good. John Engler scoring on a turnaround jumper in the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And Briar Cliff is out to a 55-48 lead. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 12 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 55, Hastings 48.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Happy holidays, happy savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and more. And get a $300 prepaid MasterCard by mail with the purchase of three select Whirlpool kitchen appliances through December 24th. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays, happy savings at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Some of the games that are going on here today in Sioux City. It's a Morningside out on top of Doan, 62-49. They got 10 minutes and 47 seconds to play in that game. Mount Marty has got the lead over Midland University, 44-40. This is in men's competition. They're down to 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. And Mount Marty has got the lead over Midland, 44-42 now. As Midland scores there. Hastings trailing Briar Cliff 55-48 in men's basketball here in Sioux City at the Newman Flanagan Center. Hastings College women losing earlier today to Briar Cliff in a big way as the Broncos stumbled out of the gates and it cost them. 93-74 was the final score. Coming up here on 1230 KHAS, immediately following our broadcast here, we've got Nebraska basketball. The Huskers will play in Fort Worth, Texas tonight against the Horned Frogs of TCU. 6 o'clock for the pregame, or as soon as we get down here, with a tip-off scheduled for 7 tonight. The Huskers are on the road, we'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHS. So Hastings College with the ball. This is going to be Brady Lohman comes out to third. Not a Lohman, hops inside. Nice pass down low to Marvin, who's back into the ballgame. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. So immediately they feed the big guy, Jake Marvin, as he gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouling the play. And now Jake will go to the free throw line here. Well, he's been about all the offense we've had in this contest today. The personal foul goes on Tim Lone. That's going to be his third. It's now 55-50. Hastings is down by 5 points. Jake Marvin of the free throw line, 27 points in the ball game for Jake Marvin. He is 7 out of 8 from the stripe. And now what do we have? We have a ball that got loose from a fan on the far side. It's a Boy Scout day here today, so a lot of youngsters in the stands, and a basketball got loose and trickled out on the floor. So now Jake will have to reset. Now they give him the ball again. 55-50 is the score. As Jake eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there and good. 55-51. Hastings now applying the pressure here in backcourt, and we're going to have a timeout called here as Sitzman is double teamed in the corner here by the Broncos' defensive pressure. Sitzman calls the timeout. He was in trouble down here and calls the timeout for Briar Cliff. So we'll take another break. 11:49 to play in the ball game. It's now Briar Cliff 55, Hastings 51.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here come the Chargers back with the basketball following the timeout. They work it to the left side. Shipley has got it now to Sitzman. Picked up there by Lohman. Sitzman out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top. That's going to be Taylor Murren with the ball. Gives it away to Shipley. Brings it back out here. I'm near the 10-second line over to a Taylor Murren. Burren dribbling with the ball to the top of the key. Now to Shipley. Near side is Sitzman again. Hastings attacking with a man-to-man. Sitzman, bounce pass goes inside. That's Engler. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Collison goes back up, shoots and scores. Michael Collison gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 10 points and it's 57-51. A six-point lead. Here's a Reinwald with the ball. Fakes the three. Pulls it back down. Gives it to Woolman now. Woolman comes across the top to Olsen. Olsen to Woolman now at the top of the key. To Nate on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. To Tobin for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Crashing the board is Ferguson. Grabs the ball. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Charles Ferguson gets the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got 3 points. Hastings doing a better job on the offensive glass here this afternoon. 57-53. Byron Cliff with a four-point lead. Here's Collison with the ball. With his back to the basket. Goes our way to a Shipley cutting for the hole. And now we got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Briar Cliff, though, as the Chargers will maintain control. Collinson had his back to the basket. And it goes to a Shipley, who was slicing down the left side of the lane. Hastings got their hands on it there as Olsen wrestled him down to the floor. A jump ball called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Chargers. So we'll stay put right here. We're going to have Briar Cliff inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. Now the official coming over here to have a little word from the scorer's table. Well, you got some more clock problems again or what? You're listening to Bronco basketball for you this afternoon at 1230 KHIS. They're going to make sure the possession arrow is pointing in the right direction. And that's evidently correct as Briar Cliff is going to inbound the ball. Now the officials continue to discuss things down here in the baseline. Want to make sure the possession arrow is pointing in the right direction. They check with the official scorer there. So Briar Cliff will play things in. Now we're going to have a meeting in the minds again underneath the hoop here. Morningside is now leading Doan 70-53. They've got 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play in their ball game. Down the street at Morningside in Yankton, South Dakota this afternoon, Mount Marty is leading Midland by a score of 49-42. They got 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play in that ball game. Now Lance is questioning things down here at the scorer's table. Here comes Nick Nelson, the head coach now for Briar Cliff. We're going to have the officials talking with Lance here at the 10-second line. So I think they're having a problem on which way the possession arrow should be pointing here. It's pointing in the way of Briar Cliff, and certainly the Chargers are ready to inbound, but now Lance is talking with the official scorer's table down here, along with the officials with 10 minutes and 34 seconds to play. 10:30 to play in the ballgame, 57-53, and it's going to stand. Briar Cliff is going to play things in, so Lance loses his official challenge here. They lob it way outside. It's going to be John Engler with the ball. Engler down to Turner Fay. Hastings will stay with the man-to-man defense. On the wing is a Sitzman. He gives the ball away. That's going to be Engler with the ball. Bounce pass down low. Collison grabs it. His shot's going to be blocked down. Nice job by Marvin. Marvin grabs the ball on a blocked shot there. Jake gets it away now to Nate Olsen to Marvin for three. Shot is up there. He hits another one. Jake Marvin for Hastings College has now got 31 points in the ball game, and Hastings is back to within 1 point, 57-56. Broncos back in the ball game after falling down by 7 points here in this half. After Brian Cliff went on a 10-3 run. Here's a Collison back out here on the right side. Is Sitzman. He finds a seam in the defense and drives it right to the hole and scores. A defensive breakdown there as Sitzman drives the ball right to the hole and drops it down there. He's now got 13 points, 59-56. Hastings down by three. Reinwald with the ball. Takes it to the elbow. Kicks it back out here to Marvin for three. Hits another one. Jake Marvin hits another three-pointer. He's now got 34 in the ball game. And now we're tied up at 59 points apiece. Unbelievable performance today by Jake Marvin for Hastings. We're tied up at 59 with 9.5 minutes to go in the ball game from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. And now we got some pushing and shoving underneath the hole there. Brent Wells is there, and Wells is going to be hit with a foul. That's going to be the second foul on Brent Wells. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. Down to the scorer's table is going to be Eric Rowe. He's going to check in here as Collison will get a breather for the Chargers. Briar Cliff will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Briar Cliff 9-3 on the season, receiving votes this week in the NAIA Division II coaches poll. Hastings College coming in, trying to even up their mark at 7-7 with a win here today. Here's Engler. He spins toward the baseline. Marvin shuts the door. Comes back out in three-point territory to Rowe. Now to Fay. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Shipley. Shipley hands it away now to Sitzman. Back to Shipley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Chasing down the ball in the corner. It's a save there by Briar Cliff, but right in the hands of Woolman. It was saved by Josh Engler, but Hastings back the other way. Woolman gets the ball now to Olsen. Dribbles right to left across the lane here. Gets the ball down in the corner to Woolman. Back out to Nate Olsen. Hastings and Briar Cliff tied up at 59 points apiece. They lob it inside to Marvin. His shot is up there. He misses one. And the rebound comes down here to Rowe. Eric Groh dribbles out of there and gets it to the far sideline. That's a Sitzman with the ball. He drives it down the lane, kicks it back out here to Shipley near the 10-second line. Not a row. There's a Faye on the far sideline. Faye gets away from Reinwald, takes it down to the baseline, and it's cut off again by Marvin. And Turner brings her back out here in 3 points territory. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Rowe with the ball, picked up there by Olsen of Hastings. Now to Turner Faye again. Boots it to the right side on the dribble. Jump pass comes over here to Engler. He drives it to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin. And again, Jake grabs the ball for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here's Woolman. He has his pocket pick. It's Sitzman with the ball for Briar Cliff. Long pass down the floor to Rowe. He has it tipped away here by Woolman as the ball goes out of bounds. It's like follow the bouncing ball here. Goes out of bounds, and the Chargers will play things in. So now we're down to 7:53 to play here in the ball game. Hastings 59, Briar Cliff 59. It's going to be Briar Cliff inbounding the ball on the far sideline, down to their offensive end. Zach Hunt from Adams Central will inbound the ball here for the Chargers. He will get it into a Brenton Brown, and Brown will now run the point here for Briar Cliff. Over to a Turner Faye, two-handed pass, back to Brown on the wing. A shot for three is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Wells with a rebound. Gets it away, gets the ball ahead now to a Nate Olsen. To a Tobin Reinwald inside. That's Flynn. Turns one way, then the other. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Hastings got Flynn the ball. He tries to make a spinning move in the lane there, and the foul is going to be called on Michael Collison. That's going to be his fourth. So the big man now for Briar Cliff is in some foul trouble with four fouls. And going to the free throw line will be Tillman Flynn for Hastings. He has not scored so far today. Flynn will have a couple of shots here. His first one is going to be good. Glenn is 74% foul shooter in the season. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Ferguson. Coming to the bench will be Wells. Hastings with a one-point lead, 60-59. The Broncos trying to win one on the road here this afternoon. Here comes the next shot by Flynn. It's up there. It's good. Dylan Flynn hits a couple of free throws, and Hastings now with a two-point lead, 61-59. Here's a Brenton Brown with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Long pass down to Florida Collison, and he jams one home. Michael Collison jams one home there for Briar Cliff. He's got 12 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 61 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Flynn, spins on the baseline, kicks it out here. Ferguson. Ferguson now to Thayer, who's back into the ball game, to Ferguson. Alex Thayer here on the near sideline to Ferguson. To Tobin Reinwald on the wing on the right side to Ferguson. Alex Thayer again. Alex dribbling out here in 3 points territory. Now to Reinwald. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. He puts a left-handed shot. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to a Briar Cliff. Running back the other way, Zach Hunt. Gets the ball now to a Brenton Brown. Now to Hunt. Left side. They get it over there to a Rowe. Who's at the Collison. Now inside to Faye. Shot for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way. Alex Thayer with the ball. We're tied up at 61 points apiece with 6:40 to play. Here's Tobin Reinwald down the lane. Has problems with a dribble. Gets it to Flynn. Flynn goes for the hole. His shot partially deflected. The ball is saved by Ferguson. Back out to Reinwald for three. His shot won't go. Rebound comes down to Collison, and the foul is called. Hastings getting plenty of chances down here. Unable to put one down through the hole, and then a personal foul is going to be called on the Broncos, and we will walk to the other end of the floor for some free throws now. The team fouls are now even up at seven apiece. Ferguson picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Wells. Here comes Marvin back in. Flynn checks out. Chuck Ferguson checks out. Going to the free throw line for Briar Cliff is going to be Michael Collison. He has got 12 points in the ball game. He had 16 the other night when Briar Cliff beat Concordia 86-74 out in Seward. Shot is up there. It is good. Collison is 75% foul shooter in the season. Morningside continues to lead Doan down the street. Morningside 72, Doan 63. Mount Marty leading Midland 54-44 late in that ball game. Here's a second shot by Collison. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. 62-61, Briar Cliff with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Marvin. Now Alex there to Tobin Reinwald inside to Marvin. It's has to be blocked down this time. And the ball's recovered by Taylor Byrne. A block there by Shipley. Byrne comes back now to Benton. Lobs it down low. That's going to be Collison. His bounce pass is going to be deflected. The scramble is on now. Hastings comes up with the ball and calls a timeout. Hastings got the timeout as Olson was down on the floor there, got possession of the ball, and wisely enough calls the timeout to save the possession here for the Broncos. So Hastings will have the ball. 6 minutes to play in the ball game, trailing by one. We'll take a break with the score of the Chargers, 62, the Broncos 61.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
12-3, KHAS.
Men's college basketball just gone final in Yankton this afternoon. It was Mount Marty beating Midland today 58-47. In women's play earlier today around the conference, Briarcliff over Hastings 93-74. Morningside beat Doan 89-56. It was Nebraska Wesleyan beating Dort by the score of 63-60. Mount Marty over Midland 62-50. And later on tonight, it'll be Concordia playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Those two teams have a night doubleheader tonight with the women's game going at 6 and the guys going at 8 o'clock tonight. Also a night game in the conference. It'll be Northwestern playing a non-conference game with Buena Vista. So Hastings College is trailing here 62-61. 6 minutes to play in the ball game from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Hastings will have the ball. Here's Olson goes inside to Marvin. Marvin working for position. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball poked Alex there. There it comes out to Olson. Now across the top to Reinwald. To Olson again. Nate holds the ball, one and done, as he sends it over here to Reinwald. Down in the corner to Marvin, drives the baseline, the ball tipped away. Marvin gets it under control. Now to Tobin Reinwald, still 20 seconds on the shot clock. Olson at the top of the key, looks left, goes right. Reinwald to Wells, now to Tobin. There's a long-range jumper for three. The shot is no good. Ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Alex Thayer. Comes from the blind side and knocks the ball away. Here's Olson, now to Thayer, down on the baseline. 62-61, Hastings down by one. Here's Marvin for three. Shot good again. Unbelievable. Jake Marvin from the outside cans another one. He's got 37 in the ball game for Hastings. 64-62. The Broncos with a two-point lead. 5 minutes to play. And the contest here from Sioux City. There's a Sitzman with a ball for three. That shot is going to be up there high into the air, and it's going to be no good. The three-pointer is no good, and the rebound comes down to Eric Rowe. Rowe resets the offense now. The pass back out to Murn. Murn brings it back to the right side. That's a Rowe with a ball. Out to a Shipley, right in his face is going to be Wells. He pokes the ball away into the backcourt, goes after it. He can't get to it. Shipley now to Sitzman, moves it down to the baseline. We got an offensive charging foul. Sitzman runs over a defender down there for Hastings, and that's going to be Olson getting up again. So an offensive charge there on Ben Sitzman. That's going to be his third, and Hastings will get it on the Briarcliff turnover as he runs over Nate Olson, who takes a charge down there. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings with a two-point lead on the road, 64-62 to the Chargers of Briarcliff, a team that came in here 9-3 in the season, 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings trying to scratch out their second conference win here this afternoon. Nate Olson goes to Marvin. Bounce pass down low. Alex Thayer got it on the baseline. Back out to Jake. Out between the rings down to Tobin Reinwald. Here's Alex Thayer to Tobin again. Right side to Nate Olson. Takes it down on the baseline. Comes out here to Alex Thayer on the wing. Down to Marvin. They cover him up. Now he drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is up to that one. Rims off. No good. Ball tapped to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touch by Shipley. So Hastings will play things in. Broncos going after the loose balls today. Lance talks a lot about that during the pregame shows we've had. Hastings going after the loose balls. Doing a much better job grabbing offensive boards in the ball game today. Showing improvement in that category. Hastings trying to grab a win, though, with a two-point lead. Here's Jake Marvin now in the lane. Kicks it out to Thayer. Thayer, dribble penetration. Is one-hander in the lane. Is going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff, and a foul is called. John Engler picks up the rebound, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. The foul is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his third. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader today. Get you the postgame show with Lance Creech. And then we'll get you into Nebraska basketball. As soon as our coverage is done here, the Huskers taking on TCU tonight down in Fort Worth. Tip-off time will be at 7. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Engler. There's a pass as Hastings got the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Going after the interception, there was Tyler Myrna ended up in the second row of the bleachers on the far side. So Hastings will play things in. So 6 o'clock is a scheduled pregame show for the Huskers tonight. We'll get to Nebraska basketball coverage as soon as we get out of here tonight from Sioux City. 64-62, Hastings with a two-point lead. Marvin with the ball on the wing. The Tobin Reinwald, now to Olsen. Entry pass to get it to Wells. This pass deflected to the far side. It goes out of bounds. And ending up in about the fifth row of the bleachers over there was Jake Shipley as he goes after the loose ball. Hastings will have 18 seconds left in the shot clock. We're down to 3:44 to play in the ball game. Hastings 64, Briarcliff 62. There's a Tobin Reinwald. He will play things in now to Jake Marvin. Marvin dribbles once, comes to the near sideline. That's a Thayer with the ball down in the corner to Wells. Now a Thayer to Marvin for three. His shot is up there. That one's going to be short. Rebound Reinwald, and he lays it in. Tobin Reinwald grabs that one out of the air and lays it in as the shot was way short by Marvin. Reinwald with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a four-point lead, 66-62. Down to 3:20 to play. Here in the ball game from Sioux City. Here's Rowe with the ball. Comes across the top. Now to Stitzman. Gets it inside to Collison. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Thayer has got the rebound. He runs her back the other way for Hastings. The Broncos have a four-point lead. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. 66-62. Here's Olsen with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. To Olsen. Now to Thayer on the wing on the right side. Mishandles the ball. It's picked back up. Thayer gets it to Olsen at the top of the key. Jump pass over here to Reinwald. Reinwald behind the screen. Out to Olsen down top of the key. Dribble penetration. Over here to a Reinwald. Left side of the lane. Flips it back to a Thayer. To Olsen now. He dribbles behind his back. Takes it in the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds and a turnover. Hastings. Hastings trying to attack the basket. Last the ball. That's going to be a 12th turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. 2:40 to play in the contest. Hastings out on top of Briarcliff by the score of 66-62. Here's a Taylor Murren with the ball. His pass deflected there by Thayer, and it goes out of bounds. So Briarcliff will play things in. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Jake Shipley will inbound the ball. Now to Murren. The Sitzman free throw line extended left side. Picked up over there by Olsen. Bounce pass left side of the lane. This is going to be Shipley. Backs up. Throws it out here to Sitzman. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Shipley crashes the boards and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Shipley going after the ball there, but it was out of bounds and Hastings will play things in. And now Briarcliff will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. 2:17 to play. Hastings with a lead. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Lohman coming out. It's going to be Thayer. 66-62, 2:17 to play. Hastings will play things in. This is Olsen. Nate looks. Jump pass here to Brent Wells. Not a Lohman. Back to Nate. Brings it back to Wells across the midcourt stripe. Now to Jake Marvin. To Lohman as Hastings will spread the floor now with 2:07 to play. Hastings will look for the easy shot here. Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Wells. Jump pass over here to Lohman. He drives it to the baseline. It's cut off nicely there by Rowe. Lohman is still on the dribble out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top now to Reinwald. To Lohman. To Olsen. He drives it down to the baseline. Pass into the lane there. The Marvin is shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Olsen took the ball underneath the basket and dishes off in the lane there to Jake Marvin. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Ben Sitzman. That's going to be his fourth, and Jake Marvin goes back to the free throw line for Hastings. 37 points in the ball game tonight for Jake Marvin. He is 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Marvin is a kid that's been averaging 11.9 points per ball game this season. And he is off and rolling. He had 24 points in the first half alone. Jake Marvin keeping the Broncos in this thing. 66-62, Hastings with a four-point lead. Shot is up to the shot, good. 38 points for Marvin. Boy, the team high this year was the 39 that Tobin Reinwald put up a couple of weeks ago against McPherson. Marvin can duplicate that right here with a free throw. Hastings now with a five-point lead here on the road, 67-62. 1:47 to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Jake Marvin now with 39. The Hastings College lead is 6 points, 68-62. Here comes a Brown back with the ball now for Briarcliff. Goes over to a Murn. He throws up a three-pointer from the left side. Good. Taylor Murn throws up the three. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and the lead is cut in half. We're down to a three-point advantage now. Still plenty of time. 1:36 to play. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 68, Briarcliff 65.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:36 to play here in the ball game. Hastings is out on top of Briarcliff on a score of 68-65. Taylor Murren comes back and hits a three-pointer there for the Chargers to cut the lead in half. Mount Marty has beaten Midland today by a score of 58-47. Doan has come back nicely in their ball game against the Morningside. It's now a six-point ball game, 79-73. They've got a minute and 7 seconds to play. A minute and seven left at Morningside with the Mustangs out on top of the Doan College Tigers, 79-73. This one is going to the wire, 68-65. Hastings out on top by 3 points. The Broncos will inbound here in backcourt with Brady Lohman after Taylor Murren hits a three-pointer for the Chargers to pull Briarcliff back within three. Lohman will inbound. Finally gets it in here. Now we got a timeout for Hastings as Lohman was inbounding the ball and had some problems there. Finally got it into Wells, and the Broncos will burn a timeout right here. 1:36 to play. 1:36 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 68, Briarcliff 65.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:36 to play here in regulation. It's Hastings out on top of Briarcliff by the score of 68-65. Briarcliff, as you might expect, attacking here with all five guys in the defensive zone. Hastings will play things into Lohman. He is double-teamed in the corner. Lohman trying to get away. He's double-teamed down there. And he finally gets the pass away to Tobin Reinwald. He brings it back 2-on-1. Reinwald to the basket. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Ben Sitzman. Briarcliff has got the ball. 1:19 to play. On the wing on the left side is Rowe. Rowe looking. Goes inside to a Collison with his back to the basket out to Turner Fay. 1:11 to play. Briarcliff down by three. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Shipley. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound. A foul is going to be called on the rebound after Shipley misses the three-pointer from the left side. As the official comes over here to make the call, Lance doesn't like that one. A foul is going to go on who? It's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Ben Sitzman. He's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. 13 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings. Broncos have the ball now, leading by 3 points, 68-65. A minute to play here in the ball game. Brady Lohman comes on the near side. He gets it to Ryan Wall. He's hitting the chops, and a foul is called. He is hit on the play by Jake Shipley of Briarcliff. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. Reinwald with 12 points in the ball game. He's 8th this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage. Tobin knocking down 80% of his free throws. 68-65 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Tobin Reinwald at the free throw line for 2. His shot is up there. It's short. Tobin will have one more. Briarcliff over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Hastings has got 9 fouls. 68-65, the Broncos leading by 3. Alex Thayer into the ball game now for Nate Olson. Tobin Reinwald will prepare for his second free throw right here. Hastings with a three-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Tobin. Reinwald now with 13 in the ball game. Hastings has a four-point lead, 69-65. 53 seconds to play. Here's Benton for three. Benton throws up a shot. It's going to be a no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Thayer with the ball for the Broncos. Now to Lohman. To Jake Marvin. Gets it across the 10-second line to Wells. Now to Brady Lohman. Hastings will spread the floor now with 36 seconds to play. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. And Hastings will go back to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Turner Fay. That's going to be his third. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings, the guy we want to send there, and that's a Brady Lohman, a 95% foul shooter in the season. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Hastings with a four-point lead. Shot is up there. The shot good. Hastings now leading by five. It's 70-65. Hastings trying to even up their record at 7 wins and 7 losses here this afternoon. This will be the second conference win of the season for Hastings. As Brady Lohman will have one more set to the free throw line. His shot is good. Boy, he has only missed 2 free throws all year. 71-65. Hastings in the lead. Here's Turner Fay back now for Briarcliff. Goes over in the wing. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Murn. Ball is recovered. Hit by Shipley on the near sideline. Shipley drives into the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is picked up here by Tobin Reinwald. Tobin has got it with 19 seconds to play. Here's Brent Wells, and a foul is going to be called. Brent Wells is fouled in backcourt. The personal is going to be whistled on. Let's see. Collison picks up the foul. No, it's going to be a Murren picks up his first. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 1 for 2 so far this afternoon. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Brent Wells at the line with Hastings out on top by 6 points with 16 seconds to play. Wells' free throw, no good. Right now, just a 2-possession ball game. Down to the scores table, checking in is going to be Ferguson. Coming out is going to be Jake Marvin. Marvin with 39 points in the ballgame today. Here comes the next shot by Wells. It is good. Big free throw there by Brent Wells. That gives Hastings a 7-point lead, 15 seconds to play. Turner Fay down the right sideline, drives the ball to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on their Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line for Briarcliff will be Turner Fay. Back down to the scorers table for Hastings will be Marvin. He will check in for rebounding purposes here. Turner Fay will go to the free throw line. He's got 3 points so far tonight. He had a three-pointer in the first half. The former Crusader from Grand Island Central Catholic. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be short. Fay, a 77% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Marvin back in. Here comes Olsen back in. 72-65. Hastings has got the lead here over Briarcliff, a team that is receiving votes in the NAIA Division II basketball poll this week. Turner Fay will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings now with 11.9 seconds to play. Will inbound the ball. That's Olsen looking to get it inbounded. He does to Marvin, and Marvin is going to be fouled into play. So Jake will now go to the free throw line for Hastings. With 39 points in the ballgame, he is 10 out of 12 from the stripe. So Marvin will check in there. Or Marvin goes to the free throw line. Coming down to the scorers table is going to be Wells. He will check in at the next opportunity. We're down to 10.7 seconds to play. As Jake Marvin will go to the line here for Hastings. The shot is up there. The shot is short. He's probably out of gas. He's had a whale of a ball game today for Hastings. So Wells will come in now for the Broncos. And he's going to check in for Marvin. He's going to sit at the scorers table right now. As Jake puts up the shot, it's going to be good. He checks out now. Marvin leaves with 40. Hastings leading by 7, 73-66. Turner Fay back the other way for Briarcliff. Runs it all the way to the basket. Is running one-hander. Is going to be up there no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Hastings. Here comes Alex Thayer with the ball. Runs it into the forecourt, and the ball game is over. Hastings College steals a win on the road here this afternoon as they knock off the Charges of Briarcliff. The final score, Hastings 73, Briarcliff 66. So the Broncos are going to go to 7 wins and 7 losses on the season. They'll improve to 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for Northwestern coming up next Saturday back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Only the fourth loss of the season for Briar Cliff today. They are now 9-4 in the season. They dropped to 3-3 in the conference. But a big win, a big road win for Hastings here this afternoon as they beat Briar Cliff by 7. Final score, the Broncos 73, the Chargers 66. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. The Hastings College men's basketball team able to scratch one out on the road today as they beat Briar Cliff by a score of 73-66. Scoring in the ballgame for the Broncos today, Jake Marvin, 24 points in the first half, 16 more in the second half. Marvin ends up with 40 points in the ballgame today for Hastings College. Topin Reinwald had 13. The other scorers is Nate Olson. He had 7. Brent Wells had 4. Brady Lohman had 4 points. Charles Ferguson had 3. Dylan Flynn had 2 points. Hastings unofficially 24 out of 31 from the free throw line. Briar Cliff was led today. They had Jake Shipley scoring 15. Ben Sitzman had 13. Michael Collison had 13 points. Taylor Murren had 8. The other scorers for the Chargers: Turner Fay had 4. John Engler had 4 points. Brenton Brown had 3. 4 points for Tim Lone and 3, or actually 2 points for Eric Rowe. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over the Briarcliff Chargers. A big win for Hastings on the road today as they beat Briarcliff by the score of 73-66. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next and also the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
So Hastings College men's basketball team wins one here this afternoon over Briar Cliff. The final score of 73-66 in the women's ball game. All Briar Cliff today. They beat Hastings by the score of 93-74. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College again getting 18 points from Taz Yorig in the basketball game. In the first one, Brittany Wong had 9 points for Hastings and a couple of steals. Also scoring for the Broncos in that first game was Cammie Bruckman. She had 8 total points in the ball game today for head coach Jeff Dittman and the Broncos, all candidates for our player of the game. The Hastings College men, big performance by Jake Barvin today with 40. Tobin Reinwald, a solid performance with 13. Nate Olson had 7 points in the ball game, had a steal, had a couple of assists in the ball game here today. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The game for Hastings College, first of all, in the women's contest, Taz Yorick leads the way for Hastings today. Taz hit 8 out of 12 free throws, 2 out of 3 on three-pointers, 0 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulled down 2 rebounds, 18 points in the ball game today with 1 steal, 27 minutes of playing time as Hastings dropping the women's contest 93-74. And our player of the game for the Hastings College men today will be Jake Marvin. Season high for the team, 40 points in the ball game today. 12 out of 21 from the field, 5 out of 7 on three-pointers, 11 out of 14 from the free-throw line, pulls down 5 rebounds, 3 on offense, 2 on defense, has the 40 points, also had a couple of assists and 4 block shots in the ball game today for Hastings. Played 30 minutes, 30 out of the 40 minutes, as Hastings knocks off Briarcliff on the road, 73-66. So it's going to be Jake Marvin and also Taz Yorick, our players of the game today, or Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the coaches' postgame show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Get back to the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College wins it by the score of 73-66. And when you score 40 points in the ball game, you get your own postgame show. We're going to talk with Jake Marvin here. Jake, congratulations. Whale of a performance for you guys today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, we were out there just having fun, and this is a really good win for us. We haven't won here for quite some time, definitely not since I've been in the program. And it was one we really wanted to come in and get, and we've been preparing for it, and we just worked hard, and it came out on top.
Talk about your performance today. Whatever you had for breakfast this morning, seal that baby up, because you were on fire today. 24 in the first half, ended up with 40 for the ball game. Shot the ball extremely well today.
Yeah, you know, it was just kind of a blur out there. I was just out there. The only thing I really look at during the game is the score and how much time's left. But, no, we were just out there having fun, and you know, shots were falling, and it felt good. We could stretch the defense with that and, you know, open up things for lots of other people. And so, yeah, definitely just having fun out there today.
You not only scored in the block today, in the paint, you stepped out, hit some three-pointers in the ball game today. It looked like anything that you threw up was going to go down through the hole. I had a bunch of free throws in there too.
Yeah, you know, I just hit. I missed my first one, and then the next two fell, and you know, it just was feeling good. I just kept shooting, and if it was open, you know, just was putting it up, and luckily things were falling today.
Is that what happens to a shooter? Once you get in the rhythm, the basket looks so big out there that you could throw anything down there?
Yeah, it definitely felt that way, and it kind of helped get into the free throw line too. You know, early on I had missed some shots, but got to the free throw line and kind of got a groove doing that as well.
You had a little bit of help, but Tobin Reinwald comes up with 13 points in the ball game. A lot of guys are dishing out assists in the contest, so you kind of spread the ball around. But it looked like later in the ball game, they were looking for you inside.
Yeah, you know, Tobin came through really big. We had a lot of guys who really, at the end, were just hitting some clutch shots really when we needed them. And, you know, we were pretty really unselfish team, and everyone was just looking for the best shot at that given time. And, you know, everyone stepped up and we really got the shots when we needed them.
We talked with Lance about the matchup problems we had with Shipley, a big tall guard out there on the perimeter. Did a fairly decent job on him today, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, Brett Wells, Charles Ferguson, Tobin, when he was guarding, they really did a great job on him. You know, we were really focusing on that in practice, just keeping him no touch, trying to keep the ball out of his hands as much as we can. And those guys did a great job taking that responsibility on defense.
You guys also out-rebound Briar Cliff today, 42-30. So a good margin there, including 13-10 on the offensive end. That was a point of emphasis, I know, after the performance on Wednesday.
Yeah, we were really trying to hit the offensive boards hard and keep them off. That was one of our game goals on both sides, offense and defense. And, you know, everybody took it upon us as a collective effort, and we really went after it and tried to get it today and got a good job done with doing that.
So a big road win today in the conference. We come to Sioux City and beat Briar Cliff, a team that was receiving votes this week in the top 25 poll. That's going to feel good. You guys are just on the brink of maybe turning things around.
Yeah, you know, this is a really big one for us. You know, we really won this one coming in, and it gets us right back up on the horse where, you know, we've been playing good, and then we have a couple bad games in there, and we just need to get consistent effort of some good ones. And you know, this can be the first one. Now we have a little week off to prepare for our next one, and we're getting right back where we need to be.
Now we got the Northwestern coming up next week, so another tough one. You guys can savor this win for your finals week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Sounds good.
All right, Jake Marvin again is the big performer today. 40 points in the ball game at 24 in the first half alone as Hastings College knocks off Briar Cliff by the score of 73-66. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Again, Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 73-66 over Briar Cliff. We'll talk with Maya Slough here in the post game, the assistant coach for Hastings College. And, Maya, congratulations on a win. Boy, any time you come up here, I don't know if you guys had any wins when you were playing up here, did we?
No, so I think the first time the coach has won up here, Hastings has won up here since his first year. So it's been 10 years since we've won up here. So, you know, to be honest with you, we play pretty well here. It's always a good game. It's always a fun game. And we've just been on the short end of it most of the time. So it's fun to finally win one.
I think your team had a 18-19-point lead a couple of years ago up here and found a way to lose that baby. So, like I said, it's got to feel great to get back on the bus and drive home from here.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, we're up six there with about two to go, and they bang in a three, and then we turn it over. And so you started to get a little bit of deja vu in that. But, you know, Jake just did a good job of sealing things down the stretch for us.
Talk about his performance today. Coach has talked about him maybe being on the brink of greatness for Hastings and breaking out of a little shell. But tell you what, he had a whale of a performance today with 40.
You know, I don't know what him and his dad talked about on Saturday or on Wednesday after our game. They were up after the game talking for about 45 minutes. But for whatever it was, he really got the point across to Jake. He did a great job. I mean, just played within himself, let the offense work through him. And our guys, you know, to our guards' credit, they did a good job of feeding the need and figuring out what was open, what we needed at the best available time. And most of the night, it was Jake Marvin.
Like we said, he hit shots in the block. He just shots in three-point range. Went to the free throw line 11 times today. Looked like the team were really looking toward it. I guess that's what you do. You feed the guy who's got the hot hand, huh?
Yeah, that's something that we try to work on and try to really, you know, with a young team, you got to ingrain that if something's not broke, don't fix it, you know? And so a lot of times we'll score on a set player. We'll score going to Jake Marvin. We'll score going to Tobin Reinwald, and then we won't go back to him for four or five possessions. And so, but tonight, to our guys' credit, they did a great job of just feeding him. And, you know, some of the threes that he were making, there wasn't a net on it, you wouldn't know if it was a swish or an air ball. I mean, he was just draining those things.
Coach, you find a way to win tonight, even though you only shoot 38% from the floor. You found a way to win this ball game.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us. You know, our MO so far this year is we're shooting in the high 40s and we're finding a way to lose games. But tonight we out-rebounded by 12. We get 13 offensive rebounds. We get 55 shots up to their 56 and shoot 12 more free throws than them. So anytime you can get an opportunity to shoot the ball at the basket more times than the opponents, you're going to have a pretty good chance of winning. And that just comes down to effort and focus, and our guys really had that all night.
We had three offensive rebounds against Wesleyan on Wednesday. I know you guys had a point of emphasis during the week on rebounding. he got the job done, like you said, rebounding-wise today.
You know, the goal of the week was to get five over-the-back calls on offensive rebounds. We wanted them to crash. We talked about in film session, when was the last time we had an over-the-back on a rebound? And they had to date back court to Morningside to think of one. And so, you know, using that as a point of emphasis, Brett Wells did a great job of crashing the boards. Tobin did a good job of crashing the boards. It just seemed like every time we'd get an offensive rebound, it was in just a timely moment, and we were able to get baskets off of them.
Coach always talks about those 50-50 bounces of the ball when Hastings goes after a loose ball that we were not coming up with them. The past couple of games, yeah, we can come up with those balls.
The very first play of the game, we miss a shot. There's a 50-50 ball, and we come down with it. And looked at Coach, and Coach looked at me and goes, that's a 50-50 ball. We're going to be in good shape today. And, you know, it seemed like every 50-50 ball that was out there, especially late in the game, we came up with. And that's very important for us.
So Hastings College wins it here at 73-66 over Briarcliff. And now, like we said, we've got about a week off. We don't play midweek this week because of the exams this week in school. But we come back and right out of the gate with Northwestern next Saturday.
It's going to be a very interesting week for us. Our kids got to really focus on their finals and finishing up the semester, but yet we still have to keep our focus and build on what we did today. So it's going to try to find a happy medium and a good combination of practice and school and try to just create a balance there, but not allow our guys to lose focus as to what got them into this situation today.
You've been in that position before as a player. How tough is it to balance the finals this week and now with another big game coming up on Saturday after you get done with a big emotional game like this tonight?
You know, it's very difficult. And you get so caught up and so stressed out about the load weight of finals and making sure that you finish the semester. And sometimes you just lose track of the small things on the basketball court. And I can remember sophomore, junior year, our worst practices of the year were this week. And so, you know, we got to find a way as coaches to allow them to focus on their schoolwork, but then use the 2 hours that we're at basketball as a release. And allow them to, you know, use it as a release, get their mind off of the academics and focus on the athletics, and I think we're going to be all right.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday. Maya Slough, the assistant head coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos win one here this afternoon over Briarcliff by the score of 73-66. A big performance. Jake Marvin, 40 points in the ball game today for Hastings to lead the Broncos to the win. So Hastings is now 7-7 in the season. They are 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for Northwestern coming up on Saturday, next Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be a women's men's basketball doubleheader. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 next Saturday afternoon. So the Hastings College women dropping one here earlier this afternoon to Briarcliff by the score of 93-74. The men turn the tables in game number 2 as they beat Briarcliff by the score of 73-66. Stick around. We've got Nebraska basketball coming up next. The Huskers will take on the Horned Frogs of TCU down in Fort Worth, Texas. That'll do it for us here in the Sioux City this afternoon. For John Debrin, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sioux City.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
A little bit more than TCU does.